the government delivered its first estimate of how much the economy grew in the third quarter today, and it's a big number, 7.2%. That would be the fastest growth rate in almost 20 years. But there's more to the story. The figures are complicated. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles to talk about this is Tess Figland. Tess, I know you can make what's complicated simple and clear.
Well, we'll try, Alex. First of all, this is the first of three bites that the government gets at this particular apple, the gross domestic product. There will be another at the end of November and then the final figure at the end of December. So you have to bear in mind that the 7.2% growth figure is bound to change. Of course, it could go up or down. That said, economists were predicting it would be around 6%, so this may not be way off. And if it does hold, then that's steady progress. It's more than double the rate of the second quarter.
So where did the growth come from?
It came from our wallets. Consumers spent like mad between July and August, Alex, on everything from cars to food and clothing and home remodeling. In fact, spending on really big purchases, like cars, went up almost 27%. Businesses also stepped up buying more computer hardware and software. And exports improved. We're selling more of our goods to overseas customers. So all that added up. You've heard of the perfect storm. This was the perfect sunny day.
What about the complications that we referred to earlier?
Well, there are a couple of clouds in this sunny day. First, there were two engines of growth and spending in the third quarter that were unique to that quarter. A jump in mortgage refinancing because of super low interest rates, so people had more money in their pockets. And the tax cuts passed in the spring took effect over the summer. Some people even got rebate checks from the government, so that meant even more cash available for this big third quarter spending spree. And those elements won't be there next quarter. But economist Cynthia Latta at Global Insight is not concerned.
When you get a blowout quarter like this, it's a single quarter, and then growth retreats to a more sustainable level. But even if this falls by half next quarter to 3.6, that is still a very good growth rate.
This sounds good, Tess, but aren't there still a lot of people walking around without jobs?
There are, and Mark Zandi over at economy.com says that is the key to sustaining this kind of growth.
The next step in all this, of course, is we need to see some jobs. If businesses don't follow through and begin to hire people, then these GDP numbers are going to fade pretty quickly into next year.
So 7.2% growth doesn't seem like it would mean much to you if you're unemployed, but if it spurs businesses to hire, then it means a lot. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking at that other big California story, not the fires, but the supermarket strikes. We'll ask who's profiting from them.
Thank you, Tess. Tess Figland of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.